And we're to remember together the cost that was paid, what Jesus did for you and for me. He paid the price in full. There's nothing that we could do to offset that cost, to contribute in any way. I contribute my sin. That was what nailed Jesus to the cross. He gives me His perfect righteousness to replace my dead works righteousness that are filthy rags in His sight. That's the good news. That He who knew no sin was made to be sin on my behalf so that I could become the righteousness of God. That transforming work of the cross in our lives is what we celebrate, what we remember, what we reflect on. Jesus' body was broken, beat, and nailed to a cross. His blood was poured out at that cross to wash me clean, to make me new. We're going to celebrate as the church together. We're going to examine ourselves and say, am I believing? Am I in the faith? Am I trusting alone in Jesus' finished work? Or am I taking that and trying to bring my own merit along with it and say, well, I want to contribute. Are we in the faith? Is Jesus transforming me to look more like Him? May it be so. Let's take and remember together. Hold that in your hands. Once you've been served, we'll take that. If you're a believer in Jesus, if you're in the faith, you're welcome to remember with us. Reflect on what He did for you as you hold those tangible things in your hand. That He came to pay your price, to make you new. The Apostle John told us that if we say we have no sin, we're liars, deceiving ourselves. If we confess our sins, he's talking to believers, he's talking to the church. If we say, yeah, I'm free from sin, I don't sin anymore, liar! If we confess, that's to agree with God that, yeah, my sin, it's sinful in your sight. It's ugly. And I want to hate it like you hate it. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. He's faithful. He promises He'll do it. And if we come to Him and say, agree with Him, yeah, I want to be cleansed from my sin. It's ugly and it's offensive to you. He promises how He'll respond to that. He's not going to say, oh man, you've been coming for 20 years. You're still not clean? I'm done with you. He will never say that. He says, I'm faithful. Every time you come, you get the same answer. I'm faithful to cleanse you, and I'm just. I can do it legally under the righteous requirement of the law because, well, the righteous requirement of the law was paid for on the cross. I can forgive you freely because the price has been paid in full. He's faithful and just to forgive, to wash those sins away, and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That's that transforming work of the Holy Spirit in our lives, to give us new hearts, new desires that want to do something different, that don't go back to wallow in the mud after we've been cleansed, but we hate it. We want to do something. We want to do what pleases our Lord Jesus because we love Him. So, sinners, church, let's come to Jesus with our sins openly, not trying to pretend we're something we're not, but saying, I'm a sinner today in need of your grace. Would you forgive me again and continue your cleansing work in me? So that my heart wants different things, things that please you. Let's remember what it cost Him to give us that gift. His body broken for you, take and eat. His blood poured out to wash us clean and make us new. Drink.